Minister of Crown Indigenous Relations Rebecca Alty visited Cape Breton from the Northwest Territories last week. She and her team came from Mi'kmaq communities making announcements on behalf of Ottawa. Her first stop was in Membertou, where MC Jeff Ford started the news conference with a traditional Mi'kmaq song.
Ego, Egonde, Ego, Ego, Egonde, Ego, Ego, Egonde, Egonodaya, Eaheo.
Chief Terry Paul and Alty announced four additions to reserve totaling 409.37 acres of land for residential and commercial development in Membertou. The land additions will double the existing property there.
Now I know this day has been a long time coming. It's been made possible thanks to years of tireless work and advocacy by Chief Paul, Council, and so many others. As a government, we know that additions to reserve are an important way to advance reconciliation and build Indigenous prosperity. Expanding Membertou's land base creates more room for homes, community services, cultural practices, and business development. And we know that these are the basis of any healthy, strong community. This addition will open new opportunities for Membertou First Nation, opportunities to plan, to grow, and to invest in the future.
Three of the parcels are located in Membertou, along with nearly 13 acres in the Lincoln Road area near Pine Tree Park. Chief Paul says the lion's share of 369 acres is designated for an area known as Mullins, near the 7th Exchange.
Well, on the other side of the highway is the largest one, and that's enough room to put, say, like 1,400 houses there. So it would be a major addition to our, and, you know, much needed addition to our reserves, because we're out of land now. So it will give us a long time. Future area of residential development.
MP Jaime Batiste was also in attendance. Before the previous election, Membertou was part of the area he represented in the country's capital. He explained the irony of Membertou's growing potential after the community was relocated against its will from the Sydney Harbour area more than a century ago.
You know, when I think about Membertou, which I don't represent anymore, unfortunately, but I represented proudly for 5 years, I think about resilience of this community. You know, we're talking about additions to reserve today of basically doubling the size of Membertou. But 110 years ago, there was a court case in Sydney called the Sydney Reserve that I know that was shared with our minister earlier, in which where the Membertou used to be on the King's Road here. There was a court case, and in that court case said some very negative things about Mi'kmaq people. It said that we were clogging progress, that we were a strain on development, that no one wanted to live next to the unsightly Mi'kmaq at the time. And they moved the Membertou community from King's Road to Membertou now. And I used to tell that story when I did treaty education presentations, because I said, but now, 100 years after they moved that community, the community has done so much great things on economic development that they had enough money that they bought the community back. And I know that's not, they bought their land space back, and I know that there's more to come on that in the future. But it just goes to show you how resilient this community has been, and how through the leadership of Chief Terry Paul and his council, that they've done some amazing things. 5 years ago, when you drove into Membertou, you know, there was a big plot of land there that was there for the community. Now that's a subdivision. And I tell people, First Nations communities and communities across Nova Scotia, if you want to talk about how to get housing built, how to build subdivisions, how to ensure that you're building houses as our government has committed to, come talk to Chief Terry Paul and Membertou, because they know how to get it done.
Chief Paul echoes the statements made by Batiste, saying the announcement means much more than lines drawn on a map.
For the Mi'kmaq, land is never just land. Land is identity. Land is history. Land is responsibility. And land is opportunity. For many years, Member Two has taken a clear and focused approach to economic development. We have worked to build businesses, not for profit alone, but for purpose. Our model is simple. Commercial success supports community well-being. Revenues from development flow back into housing, infrastructure, education, language revitalization, health programs, and cultural preservation. But before I conclude, Minister, I would like to express our appreciation in a small but meaningful way. I would now like to invite you to forward to present to you with a gift from the community. Walalio, thank you.
Less than 24 hours later, some familiar faces in Escazoni, Batiste and Alti, met with Chief Leroy Denny. Alti says Ottawa is helping Escazoni acquire nearly 40 acres for residential and commercial development. Chief Denny says economic opportunities are outgrowing the land in Escazoni.
Yeah, we purchase properties around whatever is available all the time and outside our community because we really want to keep our community close. You know, we have parts of land elsewhere, like in Sydney, for instance, right? But this one here is for residential area. We want to keep the lands outside our community, and that way we can connect our growing community. Just for instance, where Gigano is, in the new high school, that's an addition to reserve land 6-7 years ago. So, and then we're just adding more to that land now. So we're trying to buy the land outside the communities because we can't really move up the mountains. It's really impossible with the train and it's really high, it's really steep. But this is the perfect area so we can connect our infrastructure for water, sewer, and stuff like that, connect to the system here.
The announcement marks the 300th anniversary of the Peace and Friendship Treaty of 1726, designed to ease tensions between the British and Aboriginal communities. Jaime Batiste.
I think the biggest thing around commemorating events like the 1726 Treaty is the knowledge that it's created. I was one of the initial founders of the Treaty Education Nova Scotia movement within the Mi'kmaq. Ganamadnue, you know, we've realized it was very important to have a balanced perspective on the history of Nova Scotia, the history of Canada, and that's what Treaty Education really is meant to do. They were instrumental in submitting this proposal that we've approved today, and we look forward to not only celebrating this 300th year achievement, which is one of the oldest treaties in Canada, but also educating and creating awareness about the responsibilities and the work that needs to go ahead in the future.
Ottawa is also announcing about $535,000 for economic development in Escazoni, expected to bring discount retail store Dollarama to the community. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.